Macmillan Audio presents Best Kept Secret by Jeffrey Archer. Read for you by Alex Jennings.
Prologue. Big Ben struck four times. Although the Lord Chancellor was exhausted and drained from what had taken place that night, enough adrenaline was still pumping through his body to ensure that he was quite unable to sleep. He had assured their lordships that he would deliver a ruling in the case of Barrington versus Clifton as to which of the young men should inherit the ancient title and the family's vast estates. Once again he considered the facts, because he believed that the facts, and only the facts, should determine his final judgment. When he began his pupilage some 40 years before, his pupil master had advised him to dismiss all personal feelings, sentiment, or bias when it came to making a judgment on either your client or the case before you. The law was not a profession for the faint-hearted or the romantic, he stressed. However, after abiding by this mantra for 4 decades, the Lord Chancellor had to admit he'd never come across a case that was so finely balanced. He only wished F.E. Smith was still alive, so he could seek his advice. On the one hand, how he hated those clichéd words. On the one hand, Harry Clifton had been born 3 weeks before his closest friend, Giles Barrington. Fact. On the other hand, Giles Barrington was unquestionably the legitimate son of Sir Hugo Barrington.